7.11.
There was just one little problem. Every single painting that left the Beltrecchi's house, including La Forêt, was a forgery. In what is believed to be the most lucrative art forgery scam in history, all these paintings were the work of Wolfgang, Helena Beltrecchi's husband. Wolfgang was quite young when he realized he had a unique gift. His father was a church muralist and sometimes produced copies of 17th-century old masters to sell for small amounts of money. To his father's amazement, the teenage Wolfgang painted a Picasso in a couple of hours. He later went to art school. Three of his paintings sold for reasonable amounts in a show in Munich in 1978. But Wolfgang was more interested in his free and easy lifestyle than in the struggle of building a career as an artist. He forged a number of paintings in the 1980s, mainly selling them through dealers in Berlin. But his criminal career really took off after he met Helena Beltrecchi in 1992. They fell in love immediately. Within days, he told her that he was an art forger. He says he knew she wouldn't go to the police. "The first minute I saw my future life with her," he says. Helena became his perfect accomplice. They married about a year later, and he took her last name. Although Wolfgang was a forger, he did not copy paintings. He created totally new works of art, but in the style of the original painters. His greatest gift was the ability to look at a painting and, in just a few minutes, figure out exactly how the painter did it, where he started, when he added the blue, the white, the clouds, the water. He could even tell the time it took to complete the painting. Before tackling a forgery, Wolfgang would sometimes go to where the painter lived to get a feeling for the light there. He wanted to make sure of the colors, but also to pick up something more mystical, a sense of the painter's soul. It was Wolfgang who came up with the idea of creating old photographs of Helena's grandmother sitting in front of some of the family's art collection. Wolfgang used a pre-war box camera and paper. The photos actually show Helena Beltrecchi herself. The paintings on the wall are black and white photocopies. Wolfgang also devised the Samlong Fleck time labels, which he fixed to the backs of paintings. To age them, he stained them with tea and coffee. The painting that brought about their downfall was a fake Campendunk called Red Picture with Horses. In 2006, they sent it to an auction house in Cologne with the usual fake label on the back. But in 2008, the company that bought it commissioned a scientific analysis from a British expert, which showed that the painting contained traces of the pigment titanium white, which was not in general use until the 40s. Another expert then realized that the Samlong Fleck time label on the back of the painting was fake. That led to the discovery of numerous other paintings bearing the false labels, including the Max Ernst La Forêt. Wolfgang and Helena Beltrecchi were arrested in Germany on August 27, 2010. Helena was released from prison in February 2013, while Wolfgang was in prison until January 2015. He agreed to paint only in his own name and to move from Germany to France. The Beltrecchis say they have no regrets. Wolfgang insists he has no plans to return to forgery, although he admits it's hard. As he says, if you imagine that after breakfast you can paint a little painting that can earn you 1 million euros or 2 million euros, then it's not so easy not to do it.